If your friends don't call you a squirt freak, please get new friends.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Watching your ass jiggle on that table will permanently scar me. I still got some mud on my nuts from Woodstock. Promised myself I would never wash it off. Doesn't smell so good, but I'm keeping this piece of history.
I don't have a list of 10, I have a list of 2. Is she legal? And does she believe in the Lord?
Hey, honey, can you get all the groceries out of the car? Thanks, I'm over here donating to charity. I'm donating to those who lost in Logan Paul's crypto zoo.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yahoo! Oh, yeah, Kathakins, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. You heard it here last. We're going to get right back into Adam the Liar. Last episode, we were reviewing a video where he was going to tell us how to be a perfect 10. And we're so interested to find out what those 10 qualities are and how Chrissy and I achieve them. Because we've already decided we're a perfect 10,
we're 10
as long as we're in this studio.
Exactly.
As long as we're in this studio, we're a perfect 10. Walk out there, I'm like a 3.7. But first, we're catching up on Ask TCB, the pop culture edition. Some people have texted us over the year, over the last season, and asked us questions regarding like highly timely events, and we never got to them. So we're going to go back in future. You heard it here last.
The time machine.
We're answering your questions months later. So I thought it was a good time to just throw out the trash. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Discovery Warner Brothers shelving Batgirl? Why would a movie company shelve a $100 million movie?
I didn't like this.
I didn't like this either. Yeah. I don't like anything Warner Brothers Discovery is doing, quite frank with you. And they're going to destroy that HBO Max, which is the best fucking streaming service out there. Hands down, I will debate with anybody. It's not Disney. It's not Netflix. It's not Amazon Prime, even though Prime is good. It is HBO Max. They have the best content.
They really do.
And it's a great app. It's a great app to use functionally. Now, Netflix and Prime are also great to use. So is Disney. Freevee, which is the one that I got too, it's not so great, but they're getting there. They'll get there. Which one of my favorite shows is on? That fucking Bridget and Iman is so fucking funny. Did you watch?
I know. You gotta watch it.
You got to watch Bridget and Iman on Amazon Prime. Freevee through Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's free. There's a few commercials here and there, but whatever. Why would they shelve a movie like that? Well, my dear friend, Alexa, which I highly doubt is your real name. Here's why. Because Warner Brothers Discovery is straddled with debt, just like Disney is, just like most of the streaming platforms are. Netflix, Disney, and now Warner Brothers. They're straddled with debt. They have moved into, all three of these companies merged, HBO, Time Warner, Turner Broadcasting. Yeah. They all merged. And now it's this one huge company, and they are trying to reduce costs because that's what these companies do when they merge like this. They cut out as much fat as they can and make themselves attractive for either a sale or just to be profitable with their investors. That's what it comes down to, the almighty dollar. They would rather stop losing at $100 million than lose much more. And not that Batgirl would have lost money, but they have to pay residuals. They have to pay the actors and actresses any kind of post-production deal, like a cut of the profits that they had. And then they'd have to pay those ancillary rights forever and ever, amen, as long as it was on the app. They made a business decision, not a creative decision, obviously, a business decision to shelve the movie because not only did it cost $100 million to make, you got to spend an extra $100 million marketing it, and then you have to spend money paying everybody once it gets on to these ancillary platforms. There's another round of spending that you have to do. And I think they probably made the business decision that after spending $100 and then another $100 on marketing, and then we're going to have to pay another $100 down the road when it comes to streaming.
Stop the bleeding.
Yeah. We hope it makes $300 million. It really has to make $500 million in order to be profitable. Mm-hmm. And that's an astronomical amount of money. And only the big tent poles are doing it right now. Not that Batgirl wouldn't have. I've heard that it was very well done. But we'll never see it. So it doesn't matter. It's shelved. And they have the right to do that. They are making such horrible decisions over at that company that I don't know how they survive. But I hope they do, because I like HBO Max.
Yeah, we're going to see it this year, I think, shake out into how all these streaming services change. And because it was just a free-for-all. Everybody had to get into streaming. And you had to spend so much money on this quality content. Now people are realizing it's not paying off.
For 10 years, content has been king, and there has been a big content bubble. If you had content and it was even a little bit valuable, people would pay for it. That's why the commercial break gets $0 and 0 cents, because it's not valuable. But there's just been this content bubble, and this is happening in the podcasting world too. The bubble has broke. It's burst. And now all these companies that were giving these massive checks in the hopes they could make their money back down the road, if the bubble kept going, realized that people don't have millions and millions of expendable dollars to spend on every streaming service in the world. Essentially what it is, it's cable TV, but you're paying a lot more per channel. That's what you're doing. And it's kind of ridiculous. And I think, you know, economically, you got to understand that you just can't keep on putting out streaming services that charge people $11.99 a month. You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And there's too much content. You can't consume it all. So everything becomes a niche product, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the exact same with podcasting. As a guy who's working in the industry, as my day job, the sole source of revenue for the commercial break here, it's happening in our industry too. And all content creators are going to feel this as the economy hits some, you know, headwinds. I think that everybody's just got to calm down a little bit, and that's okay. This happens. You know, you got to reset. You got to reset every once in a while. But making just horrible creative decisions along the way doesn't endure yourself to the fans. I don't agree with it. And I hope they get their heads directly out of their asses. By the way, the commercial break now on Warner Brothers Discovery application. why did you guys not talk around the kiss? Why did you talk around the Chris Rock slap? What do you think? Dying to know. I think we did talk about this.
We did.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought it was a shit show.
Yeah. We thought it was a joke at first.
It was a joke.
Then, as everybody, I think, did.
Yeah. Then clearly it's not
a
joke.
Clearly it wasn't.
Once Will Smith starts.
Now there's been a lot of fallout. Yeah. And,
yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Chris. Yeah. Will Smith, the fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, did the most gangster thing.
I can't look at him the same.
No, I'll never look at him the same way again. And I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
It's just a different Will Smith now. It's a different Will Smith, and it's not a good Will Smith. It's not like, you know, I never loved him as an actor anyway. He wasn't my favorite actor.
He was entertaining.
Actor. Yeah.
But
kind of over the top entertaining, you know? Unless that Serena and Venus movie. He was really good in that, actually.
Yeah,
I'll give him that. I think it's my favorite movie that he's done. But he's an idiot and an asshole. And why he was slapping people, because the guy did what he was supposed to do, making jokes. I mean, if you can't take a joke, you probably shouldn't be in Hollywood, right? So we did talk about this. Go back to episode 1672 of the commercial break. Did Harry spit on Chris? He said he did. So I think that pretty much wrapped that up. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
When Harry Styles spit on Chris Hemsworth?
I didn't pay much attention to that.
Okay, well, it's kind of like the slap. It was like really weird that Harry Styles would spit on Chris Hemsworth.
I thought he said he did not.
He said he did.
Okay.
He said, I just stopped in, I think the exact words were, I just stopped in to Italy for a minute to spit on Chris Hemsworth. Okay. Now, here's the deal. They were involved in a movie that just totally went sideways. I mean, I don't know what happened on that movie.
I know.
But everybody walked away from that movie just talking trash about everybody.
Yes.
And it wasn't even a good movie. That's the part that sucked. If it was a good movie, like Apocalypse Now was the same way. People died. It was $72 million over budget at the time, when $20 million was a lot of money to spend. It took 12 years to make. Everybody hated that movie, and everybody hated Francis Ford Coppola for spending their money ad nauseum on this stupid film.
But it was a great movie.
It's probably the best movie ever made by some people's opinions. So Doctor Strangelove and Apocalypse Now are pretty much at the top of the list every time. Unfortunately for this movie, I can't even remember the name of it. I don't give a shit.
Something about Darling.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Darling.
Or something like that. What you guys never got into the Adam Levine texts. They were so funny. That was one.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Adam Levine married.
I'm not a fan of Adam Levine.
No.
So.
Yeah, he's always been a little too slick
for me.
Yeah. He plays rock star.
Yeah.
But this is the guy in Catholic, you know, it reminds me of a lot of guys I went to school with, right? They went to Catholic school. They drove BMWs. Now, I don't know that Adam Levine ever went through this, but he just like, they got tattoos after they got out of high school because that made them hard, right? Mm-hmm. But then you see him 30 years later and, you know, no. Adam Levine's playing rock star.
No.
Yeah, and I've never been a fan of their music.
No.
What are they in? Maroon 5. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. So Adam Levine, for those of you that don't know, had I guess you could call this like an emotional affair with a woman via text message while his wife was pregnant with their next
child.
Who
is a Victoria's Secret supermodel, by the way.
One of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
And this girl is a lovely human being.
Yes.
That he's texting.
Yeah.
But he's got it.
Yeah.
Don't bring sand to the beach, bro. Yeah. Remember that guy, Paul, that always used to say, Brian, you're at the age where you're scared of pussy.
Yes.
Yeah. He also used to say something else. You show me a hot girl, I'm going to show you a guy that's sick of fucking her. And I found that to be true in my life. But works both ways, by the way. Works whichever way you put it, right? There's lots of hot guys, and I can probably show you girls that are sick of fucking them, too.
But you married her.
Yeah, but you married her.
It wasn't
and
just
had
a girlfriend.
Kids with her. Yeah. She's pregnant with your child.
That's awful.
Listen, I'm not a cheater. Never been. Not my thing.
Me either.
Don't like it. Don't like it having it done to me, and I've had it done plenty of times. But I figure I best not inflict that pain on anybody else, right? But when someone's pregnant and you cheat on them, that's like a double fucking whammy.
Yeah,
that's about the douchiest thing you could ever do. It's like borderline.
Mm-hmm.
It's borderline abuse, in my opinion, because this woman is carrying your next child. She's going to go through labor and all the drama and all this other stuff. And you're out there.
Here you are sending messages
to girls. You got a Victoria's Secret model at home and you're sending text messages to randos out there. And by the way, the text messages are the lamest high school bullshit. I know I don't have much game. But this is where my game started, not where it ended. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the beginning of my game. This is when I was trying to find my game. He's fucking Adam Levine. I'll give you a few of the messages. Ready?
Yeah.
Adam says, I'm now obsessed with you. Chick says, dude, aren't you like married? LOL.
Good for her. Dude.
He responds, yeah, but it's a bit complicated. Stuff gets hard, and the video thing didn't help. I don't even know if the video thing was help. But I'm trying to get away. I don't know what that means either.
Oh, God.
I know. Such a douche.
Yeah.
And then he responds a day or two later, holy fuck, holy fucking fuck fuck, this body of yours is absurd. Dude.
Yeah.
You're laying down the weakest game ever. Yeah. This body of yours is absurd? She says, oh, next date, I'll be like, do you want to make out with the devil? Maybe they went on a date. I don't know. Maybe it was physical. And he says, ha ha, how did you get to be such an hourglass? So lame.
Yeah.
My God, seriously, holy fuck, I may need to see that body. Then she sends him a photograph, and then he sends fuck with 30 Ks on the back of it.
God, so stupid.
Watching your ass jiggle on that table will permanently scar me. I know another guy who's got game like that.
Uh-huh. Hey, girl. Don't be twisting me up with Adam Levine now. I got a better game like that in my little pinky. Watching your ass jiggle like that on the table is going to permanently scar me for life. Police! Got to wrap the Lord in it, didn't it? That's when he got real game. Watching your ass drop like that reminds me of a check in the collection plate. Ah, victory V! Excuse me while I get out a few revelations real quick. I'm about to release the Lord all over the inside of my car, my magic t-shirt. It's my magic t-shirt. I bless it with holy water every week and clean it out. I wear it to church.
This is like, he says, so he says, fuck with 30, you know, at K's on it. I would do anything for it. I'd buy a steak dinner and whisper sweet nothings into it.
What?
What?
That's so stupid.
Don't bring Don't bring steak into this.
Don't bring steak.
What did the steak ever do
I'd
to you?
I'd buy it a steak dinner.
I would buy it a steak dinner and whisper sweet nothings into it. Into your asshole? Right. I don't think you wiped real well. The fuck do you say to an asshole?
Well, first you buy a steak dinner.
Okay, now he says, I want to tattoo that ass now. Nate may come to Maui and tattoo me and surf. I need to put some delicious clouds behind the Reaper. I don't even know what the fuck that means. The fuck is he talking about?
He needs to tattoo that ass. Like, he wants to tattoo her ass, or he wants a tattoo of her ass
him. I want
with some clouds in the background.
Some clouds behind the Reaper. There's a whole like Florida thing going on here. Like, that's what you see on a beach in Daytona. The Reaper with clouds behind it.
And an ass.
And an ass. But here's the worst thing. Ready? He goes, this is so fucking weird. When you said you were tired, I was going to say maybe Mercury is in retrograde, but I never said it. That's trippy. She says, no fucking way. She's buying into it. No fucking way. Yeah. And he goes, that shit is weird, isn't it?
She was probably just going back and forth with him just for the funniness of it.
And she's going back and forth with him. Yeah, to the reveal. That's right. She's like, I'm going to get rich. Yeah. People are going to know my name. I'm putting that ass down for a reason. And good for her. Yeah. So she says, I'm an Aquarius. And shit's getting very weird lately. And he said, fucking hell. I'm having another baby. Wifey is pregnant. Isn't that the same thing? I'm having another baby. Wifey is pregnant. Yeah. And I'm having a boy. And I'm naming him Zaya. He will be a badass. What kind of lame ass come on lines is this? My opinion about Adam Levine is he's exactly the douche I imagined him to
exactly.
be. Yeah, behind closed doors, you know.
He's worse.
I knew when he started doing that skincare line. What do you call it? Yeah, whatever it is, you know, Pronamel or Proactive or whatever. Mm-hmm. When he did those commercials, 30 long minute commercials for Proactive, I knew that he was going the way of the douche.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soon we were going to find out that he was officially a douche.
And we did.
And we did. You know what? Yeah, I won't even get in there. I'm not going to make that connection. Okay. All right. So we cleared out all of the Ask TCBs season number 3. That's good. We're done. I mean, all the ones I could say on air or wanted to say on air.
Yeah.
Some of you are wilding out. Some of you are worse than Adam Levine with your text messages. Seriously. It's just weird. It's just weird. Y'all are weird. But Chrissy and I, last episode, we were reviewing Adam the Liar. If you remember from way back in the beginning of season number 3, we found Adam the Liar, and he told us how to make our profile on Instagram or Facebook better by lying about everything about ourselves.
Yeah, Photoshop your pictures and lie about, and you know, with the words.
The whole nine yards.
What you're saying about yourself.
Everything. He then told us other fanciful stories about how he got women to come back to him by leaving the country and ignoring their text message. This guy was, this guy is like totally out there, completely out there. Go back. Adam the Liar, I think, is the first of the 3 videos that we did way back at the beginning of season number 3. Maybe that was in like February or something like that. But it's been a long time since we touched base with Adam. And I felt that we would really do ourselves a disservice if we didn't touch base with Adam and see what he's up to now. So a more recent video that we've stumbled upon is how to make yourself a perfect 10. And last episode, when we reviewed the beginning of the video, he was explaining that he went on a website called BeautifulPeople.com, which Brian also went on to, and he got a score of 6.3 until he started personally politicking people. Yeah. He would like write messages to people on the website.
Complimenting them, like, this is what I like about you.
Yes. Can you please give me a high score?
Can you please give me a high
score? The only guy in history to go on BeautifulPeople.com.
Campaign
for people. Like he was running for president or something. So let's get back to it. He's just about to tell us the top 10 things that can make you a top 10. And we're excited to hear what those are. So, strolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Hello, all my friends out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Commercial Break. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world, 855-TCB-8383. Make sure to visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Full episodes air a few days after they do here on the audio feed, and starting in season 4, the same day. You can go to the TCB Podcast website at tcbpodcast.com. Hear all the audio and watch all the video. You can also contact us all from tcbpodcast.com. Please follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and feel free to use our specialized URLs and or codes when you hear them on the commercials. Speaking of those sponsors, let's take a moment, hear from them, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Here's Adam the Liar on how we can make ourselves a top 10.
There are probably other qualities that can help make you attractive. After years of research and studying under some of the greatest minds of attraction.
What? I'm sorry.
This guy is so fucking high right now.
After years of research.
Research and studying under some of the greatest minds in attraction?
What?
Who?
Studying.
Studying. Studying. Now you're sounding like Mystery, who has like math equations for how you pick up girls, none of which makes sense. Mystery and the preachers, they all talk in circles and hope you pick something out of it.
Telling you, these 10 are like the biggest bang for your buck. These are the things that are going to really change your interactions. And what I find really fun to do is, before you do this, write down on a piece of paper, a scale of 1 to 10, how good you think you are.
Because
I think you'll all
code.
Agree.
Yeah, then do a couple lines of blow. Yeah, I do. We do not know if Adam is on cocaine.
We think so. He keeps touching his nose.
We suspect. Yeah, he keeps rubbing his nose, and his nose is a little red under. His jaw is kind of moving pretty fast. He's swallowing a lot. These are all indications that he was just Rochambeauing in the Holiday Inn bathroom over here. But hey, you know, if you're making videos, maybe that's... Yeah. We should get into this.
We should.
One day we should just do like a... half an 8-ball of cocaine and just come on air and see what comes. Chrissy's writing it in the notebook.
I'm going to write it in the notebook.
It's going to happen season number 4. If we don't get arrested first, we're doing this.
That you really should have all 10 of these qualities. And when you know, a lot of people will overestimate. They'll be like, well, I'm an 8. And then they realize they're missing about 6 of the 10 qualities. They're like, I'm a 4. But it's good because it shows you where you can progress and it shows you how to improve. And you will do much better at generating attraction by building up these 10 qualities than you will by trying to learn some cool line that maybe might attract a girl. These are going to be a much stronger thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's very studious about this.
Yeah,
he's studied.
Yeah, he's studied. It's a whole class now. It's got a curriculum.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I wanted to figure out how to get pickup lines, I'd just call Adam Levine. He seems good at that.
So first of all, let's do that exercise on a piece of paper, scale of 1 to 10, write down what you
think. Oh my God. Did you see what I saw?
The nose touch?
Yeah, not the nose touch, but the little bit. Hold on 1 second here. Let's go back. Am I seeing a little glitter there on the nostril?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Scale of 1 to 10, write down what you think you are. Has everyone done
that? There's people in a classroom. We didn't know this.
Yeah.
For the whole video, there's been a side shot of his head, and now all of a sudden
there's five
one,
guys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's be fair. There's a 6th somewhere back there. He's hiding on the corner. There are guys in a classroom studying
this. I think this is actually like a Holiday Inn conference room.
Does that guy have a cape on?
It looks like he does.
Like a Superman cape?
Yeah.
There's a student. One of his students has a Superman cape on. Shit just got awesome.
So we'll get your score of 1 to 10. Cool. All right. So now what I want you to do is I want you to write out this list and tick if you believe that you have that quality, and leave it blank if you don't believe you're currently good at that quality. So, for example, we use the first one. The first one is spontaneous.
What's that?
I said I can't wait.
I know.
Are you spontaneous? If you think you're spontaneous, put a tick. If you don't think you're spontaneous, don't put a mark. Being spontaneous is very attractive. There's a lot of reasons for that. One of the biggest is it puts a spike of interest in someone's
life. Let's go streaking! Drop the beat!
Drop the beat! I just murdered a whole family of goats! Is that spontaneous enough for you? I took my dick out and pissed all the way through the school zone. Woo! Spontaneous. I think people are attracted to the opposite, actually. Little spontaneity is good. Yes. Little spontaneity. But I think most people, if they're looking for a long-term partner, really want stability over spontaneity.
Well, I was going to say, there's a fine line between a stable person.
That's right. And an unstable person. And spontaneity is that fine line. Just letting you know.
Yeah. We have pretty boring lives. We do the same thing over and over again. You go to work every day at the same time. You come home at the same time. You eat the same food. You watch the same TV shows. You go out on the same days, you go to the same places, you hang out with the same people.
Well, I just realized I'm really boring.
The go out on the same days.
Go out on the same days. Go out with the same people. Tuesday, 7 o'clock. I have 1.6 pints of beer with my best friend, Hoadley. Then I'm back in bed for my 600-pound life. I'll get up tomorrow, I'll do it all over again.
Like you don't get to put a tick next to spontaneous. Because you're not. Because you have a set routine.
You know it's spontaneous? Doing a bunch of blow in the Holiday Inn bathroom before I give a class to 7 people. 2 of which didn't pay. 5 of which are on a payment plan that starts in a month.
And you're not spontaneous. On the other hand, if what you did last week is completely different to what you're going to do next week, you are spontaneous. So, for example, when I knew I had 2 events coming up, I put them back to back on 2 weekends to get a week vacation in Vegas. Why? Because I'm spontaneous.
You know what's not spontaneous?
Really spontaneous?
Planning both Vegas events at the same time in the same week so you can spend some time in Vegas. I go on a business trip and I fly in 5 days before and 5 days after. You want to know why? Because I want a week's vacation wherever I'm going. How's that spontaneous? That's just good planning.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have to take 2 flights from England over to Vegas. I took 1. Dumbass.
Doesn't make any sense to do that. I'm randomly going to be away from half my kids. I'm going to be hanging out in Vegas.
Half my kids? What? Where are the other half? Are you bringing half of Michael and half of Debbie? What are you doing? Half your kids.
I invited my whole family, but for logistics, they couldn't come. But I'm here with half my family, and I'm having a random Vegas trip in the middle of my year for no reason whatsoever, except for the fact that I'm being spontaneous and random and weird. And while I'm here...
By the way, Vegas isn't exactly a place to bring your children, dude. What kind of father are you? We're going to Vegas for a week! What can the kids do? Sit in the hotel room? Walk down the street, pick up the prostitute cards? I got a whole set, Dad.
I'm doing a day trip to L.A. Because it's spontaneous and weird.
Is that his kid in the background? Was that his kid or my kid?
I think it was your kid.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's his kid.
Okay.
All right. Well, guess he didn't get away from that kid.
Spontaneous and weird. There was an opportunity that came up to go and do something silly in L.A. And I was like, why not? I'm in Vegas. Let's do it. Whereas a lot of people be like, well, I'm on my vacation in Vegas.
I'm going to leave my other the other half of my children. I'm going to go to Vegas.
I found a way to get rid of the other one.
Me and Adam Levine are going to go and do some text messaging together. Sex messaging. Dink, dink.
Is that so I'll inception spontaneity in my own life. I am spontaneous. So look at that and be honest. Are you spontaneous? Let's move on
He'll inception spontaneity.
Yeah, that made no sense.
Yeah. This guy, he's just a guy planning some travel. And listen, if he has kids and he gives a shit about those children in the least, spontaneous is not a word in his vocabulary. You want to know why? Because you have to plan every fucking thing with children.
The next quality, humor. Not do you find things funny, are you funny? Very different things. I mean, a lot of guys are, I have a great humor. I'm very good at, you know, saying things and I'm really witty. And that doesn't.
I'm great at saying things.
I mean, a lot of guys.
A lot of guys. Say that. These 5 guys. I'm great at saying things. Michael, go ahead, say some things. You're really good at it. I'm Michael. Oh, that's good.
That's the best.
That's the best. Doesn't
necessarily mean you've got good humor. A good humor, the good judgment for it is when you say things, does everybody else laugh? That's the only judgment for if you're funny. You can't just be like, I'm always saying things that crack myself up. No, that doesn't count. Does everyone around you laugh? If they do, that's what it means to actually be.
I don't know. I talk in this microphone. I'm not sure what happens on the other end. I know Chrissy laughs. Does that count?
Yeah, it does.
Humorous.
I'm everybody so, in the room. Makes sense.
Oh my God. Okay, so now they're turning to a picture of these gentlemen again that are sitting in the room. And I've just noticed that there's one guy who wears the sunglasses over his hat. That's a look that we all know.
Yeah.
There's another guy who's got a Superman cape on. Mm-hmm. That must be a joke, clearly. He's also got a bowl of cereal or something in front of him. And then there's a third guy who looks like half the guys that I see at the hippie festivals. Yes. He's wearing like a Patagonia sweater. He's wearing one of those sweaters, the Mexican poncho sweaters. Yeah. And then he's got like the Dead Sea Scrolls. He's writing, not in a notebook.
Yeah.
On the Dead Sea Scrolls.
And then the guy in back there, he looks like somebody that works at like the corporate AutoZone.
Yeah. The corporate AutoZone. I need a restock on C-pads. Yeah. Get on it, Billy.
Next one, leader. Being a leader. If you look at like the dramatized ideals in movies, it's always like, oh my God, you cheated on me with my boss, right? It's always like,
what?
And that's because
how is that a leader?
What? You cheated on me with my boss.
Come on, everybody, this way. I'm going to cheat on you with your boss. Bring your boss. Come on. I'm like the Pied Piper of bosses. I just cheat on them.
It's weird.
And by the way, some of these things cannot easily be changed, most of them.
Right.
If you're a person who doesn't like to go off script, that's not something you're going to change overnight. If you're someone who's just not naturally feels comfortable, everybody has a sense of humor, I think.
Yeah.
But if you're not naturally good at articulating that sense of humor in front of somebody, like Chrissy and I happen not to be either. And then the third thing, which is if you're not a natural born leader, not everybody can lead a crowd.
No, I mean, and not everybody should.
Yeah. So already I'm 3 points down.
Leaders are attractive. We all know that leaders are attractive. It's from, but if you care about the historically where it came from, it's because the tribal leader had the most resources and was the most attractive for that reason. They could keep you alive, keep you safe. You had a lot of options if you were connected to the tribal leader.
You could fuck that wife.
Yeah, exactly.
What is he talking about? What is he cheating on his boss? I don't get it.
I don't know.
But we are naturally attracted to leaders. So are you a leader? Are you experienced? This is a big one. Now, this is kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, man, I'm totally experienced. You talking about the Hendrix song? Because I've been there, done that. I was in Woodstock. That was in the original Woodstock. I still got some mud on my nuts from Woodstock. Promised myself I would never wash it off. Doesn't smell so good, but I'm keeping it. It's a piece of history.
Let's see exactly how he's defining experience. Oh.
You might be experienced in your career, but not experienced at socializing. You kind of have to really think about how you judge yourself when it comes to experienced. I like to think of, are you experienced with the people you're trying to attract? So are you experienced at meeting and interacting and socializing with people that you want to be dating? That's the kind of experienced we're really looking at, because that's one of the biggest triggers of attraction. If someone can tell that you feel comfortable around them.
This guy is, I think there is some kind of extracurricular activities that have gone on here that's kind of making his brain jart left and right, just like an episode of The Commercial Break. He is saying that if you're experienced being around somebody, but there's only one way to get experience being around somebody, and that's being around them. It's like, that's a ridiculous notion.
Yeah.
Another element for experienced comes from pre-selection. If I hang around with a lot of people who find me attractive and others see it, then it makes me more attractive to them. So if I'm walking out with a group of girls that find me very attractive, whether I'm dating them or not is irrelevant. Other women will see me and they'll think, wow, this is a guy who's obviously not weird or creepy around women.
Is that what he's going to Vegas to do?
Yeah, he's going to Vegas to be around other women. He's going to pay a couple showgirls to walk down the street with him and their big feathers.
Exactly.
And that applies across the sexes with anybody. It makes no difference.
I got bats in the cave? No, I'm good. Just keep filming from the side.
Experienced. Next up, are you a provider? Do you have the ability to provide for somebody? I can't tell you how many times I have a student that comes to.
I'm a provider. You you want to call in the professionals now, Adam, or you just want to keep on talking? Because anytime you want some help with this here little speech you're rambling on about, you just give me a call. My name's Carl. Hillsong Church, former leader. Got my family back. So I can wander a little bit, if you know what I mean. Family's close to home. And I have been providing. Been providing your wife and half your children. How old's your daughter? 18? Yeah? All right. She believe in the Lord? She does? Well, that's two. I don't have a list of 10. I have a list of 2. Is she legal? And does she believe in the Lord? If he marks those 2 down, is a top 10 for me. 10 all the way.
Work with me. And suddenly they'll say, yeah, like I got a great one. Actually, I was working with a gay couple recently. And one of them came to me and said, hey.
I was working on a gay couple, if you know what I mean.
My relationship was great. I changed career to come and live in the same town as my boyfriend. And now he doesn't like me. And I was like, when you used to work in your...
That sucks.
How does this go with provider?
I have no idea. Okay. That's why I think he's something. Yeah. Something's going on here. Yeah. He's not very articulate right now.
And I wonder who's paying, who's coming to him as
no
a couple.
No one's paying for... Yeah.
Yeah. Adam, we heard about you.
Yeah.
We're willing to pay. We need some advice.
I've known a lot of gay people in my life. Lived with them, been friends with them, been to weddings. My best friend for a long time was gay. Let me explain something. Gay people have more common sense yeah. in their fingernail than Adam has in his entire noggin. Like, I don't know any, at least none of the gay people I've known.
Yeah.
They tend to be whip smart, you know? Yeah. It's just, it's kind mm-hmm. of, mm-hmm. you got to navigate life a little better than everybody else. You know, you take some knocks early in life and whatever you choose to do, right? It's just the way of the world has been traditionally tough for people who don't fit the puritanical mold, especially mm-hmm. here in the United States and somewhere else around the world. Why someone would call this fucking moron for advice?
Anyone,
let alone some of my smart gay friends is beyond me.
Yeah,
I don't believe
it.
I can
see why the guy in the cape did.
Yeah, the guy in the cape.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the guy in the cape. He's probably gay and doesn't know it. But here's the reality: the guy in the cape needs help. Yeah. The guy, yeah, you have a boyfriend, you don't need help. Not from Adam.
Previous career, did you make more money? He's like, yeah. I was like, and did you pay for everything? He's like, yeah, of course. And I was like, now I can't really afford it, so I trust him to pay for me. I was like, that's the issue. You've lost provider. There are a few other things that he lost as well in that movement, but that really killed their relationship. He stopped being the leader, the alpha provider that he was, and he dropped into this other role where he was now more the subservient one. It killed their sex life. It killed a lot of their attraction for each other.
Move back.
So it was one of the key elements.
Move back to where you came from. I'll date your boyfriend. He can provide for me. I'm broke. No one paid for my seminar. I got 5 people to show up for my seminar. Mystery was talking to like 100 people in a crowd. Yeah.
He just killed provider and a few of these other points. Thoughtful. This is one that most guys seem to think is completely irrelevant. Thoughtful is one of the biggest triggers of attraction. It can be stupid things like remembering to help somebody carry something heavy. When you're in a relationship with somebody, it's one of the first things that disappear is you stop caring for the other person because, you know, you're both traveling to the same location carrying back.
Carry your own shit.
I love you, but I have stopped giving a shit. I just want you to know. My wife's 9 months pregnant. Hey, honey, come on. What, do you want me to carry my 40-pound-year-old, 4-year-old around all day long? Can't you take him to the park? He just needs to be carried. What's the big deal? Hey, honey, I got a new flat-screen TV for the studio. Get it out of the car for me.
Yeah, we can pick that up.
Thanks, hon. Hurry up. Chop, chop. I stopped caring a long time ago. By the way, on this point, I do agree with him. Being thoughtful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, something I hope I teach my children.
Important.
Yeah.
Eggs, so they should carry yours. You should carry yours, right? They should carry theirs. You should carry yours. But the reality is,
what?
When you
they
first
should carry
met, you,
you should
to...
carry yours. You yeah. should... They should carry theirs. Yeah.
You
what?
Carry yours, you carry theirs. We're all cheating on our boss's wife. Seminar done. Got to get back to the cocaine. Talk to you later.
Thoughtful, and that thoughtfulness disappears. It can't disappear. It's got to stay. And then there are some people that just aren't thoughtful at all. Do you think about other people or only yourself? If you only think about yourself, you're losing attraction points. It's attractive to be thoughtful. I do silly things like I make sure that I donate to charity whenever I can. If someone comes up to me and says, hey, would you donate for this charity?
I put my dick in the mashed potatoes often. I donate to charity all the time. How is that being thoughtful of your partner?
I don't think it is. Yeah.
Hey, honey, can you get all the groceries out of the car? Thanks. I'm over here donating to charity. I'm donating to those who lost in Logan Paul's crypto zoo.
I must always say yes. I default to yes because I want to show that I'm thoughtful. I also want to be thoughtful. And by getting into the habit of being thoughtful, it makes it very easy to remember to be thoughtful in the future. And it's these good practices that just make you, you know, makes you more attractive. And it shows that you've got... that you're affluent, if you're willing to be able to help other people. I don't just mean affluent financially, I mean with your time, with your love, with your caring, with your thoughts. It shows that you don't have this this fear
I'm pretty sure you can only be affluent financially.
As he's talking, I'm sitting here thinking, I'd like to look up the definition of affluent.
Jeez. What the hell's going on in my house?
Over your own time or your own energy, you're willing to give it to people, and that's attractive. Groomed. This is a big one. Like, are you groomed? You know, do you smell bad? Is your hair done? Are you wearing clothes that make you attractive?
Is cocaine dripping out of your nose currently? By the way, Adam, are you groomed? I'm just wondering.
I don't think so.
You got a 7 o'clock shadow. That beard hasn't been trimmed in a while.
Yeah.
Your chest hair is just bulging out like a 70s jazzer size professional.
For any guy, girl, whoever that wants to learn how to be attractive, we have magazines, fashion magazines, that are specifically designed for that. And a lot of people are like, I don't need a fashion magazine.
Thanks.
Yeah. Never heard of that. Yeah, yeah.
Are you saying you have one designed for that? Because if you do, consider me a customer. I want to know all about it. You're wearing a hot red shirt with a butterfly collar with the three first buttons undone.
Yeah.
You probably do. Like, I'm looking around the room. None of you are bad at fashion, but also...
The guy's wearing a Superman cape! The other guy's wearing a Mexican Patagonia. A Mexican Patagonia poncho.
None of you are bad, yes. But...
That Patagonia, if you go to a Fish concert after it's over, there are 100 of those on the ground. 100. You want to know why? Because they cost $1.50. None of you are bad at fashion. You're just not great at fashion.
None of you would really, they wouldn't be taking pictures of you and sticking you in GQ. And that's a thing. Like, if you want.
I sure am glad I paid $3,000 for this. It's a real boost to my confidence. I'm ready to go get those hot chicks now.
Right. Gain that point, you really need to be, you really need to be sharp. You really need to have your look on point so that people, you know, look at you and go, wow, that person looks great. And that's because we're used to seeing that. We go on TV, we look in magazines, we look on the internet, and we see images that people have spent thousands and millions of dollars analyzing.
Thousands of millions. Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's spot on.
High as a kite. Listen to him sniff.
Attracted to. And so they will put a look and they'll have this person wearing a certain outfit, shaped a certain way, working out and looking physically in a certain manner. And we know that's attractive because they've done research.
So bad. So bad.
He's dreaming.
It's attractive. And that's why if you travel around the world, you'll see...
It's getting about time for another bump. Everything's starting to drain.
Right.
You'd only know this if you'd done cocaine. You would only know this. But if you have, and I suspect quite a few of you out there probably have, you know exactly what's going on. We suspect. We don't know for a fact. Yeah. We're not saying that he is. We're saying that
there's
he might be.
There's quite a few of the signs.
Quite a few of the signs are there. Mm-hmm.
Standards change. The Western beauty standards that we have are not the same as the Eastern beauty standards. I lived in Africa for a few years. I ran a factory for a very short period of time.
You ran a factory in Africa? What? What kind of factory are you
for
running
for a very out? Short period of time? Was this while he was moved over to try and get that girl back? Right. He moved out of the country.
That's right. His idea.
Yeah. How you ran a factory.
How you get your best friend to fall in love with you? You move out of the country. You stop all contact. And when you come back, you ask her out for bowling. I ran a factory for a short period of time making capes for men. Superman capes. Check that tag, will you, buddy?
I loved it. I lived there for a few years and really got to meet the locals. And attractive over there is not the same as in the West. It's attractive to be overweight. It's considered beautiful. Big is beautiful over there. And you'll see men fighting to try and get larger women and men actively trying to gain weight because it looks attractive because it shows you're affluent. You can afford to eat whatever you want. It doesn't matter. And you can go to
that he's
the nice
using affluent right
yeah. need to
correctly
be
right now.
You can go to Denny's anytime you want to.
In shape to work. So my point is where you are alters what is attractive. And it is the media that can give you this easy insight where you can just copy it. And it's so simple to have a couple of really nice outfits where you like look the bomb. That I would strongly recommend that everybody
look the bomb. What in the good fuck is this guy talking about? He's a Frankie B in training.
He really is.
He's going to be angry and hateful at women any day now. It's coming. Half his children are with somebody else.
Well, didn't he say when we first got introduced to him?
Yeah.
Didn't he say that he's in multiple partnership relationships?
Well, here is this. I'll kind of tip my hand a little bit. I'll tip our head a little bit. He's actually been on ITV for his polyamory.
The polyamory.
Our good friends at the morning show on ITV and the polyamory. Mm-hmm. I will write it down just so I don't remember. So I don't forget.
Okay.
Just so I don't remember. So I don't have to remember. He's been on multiple television shows about his polyamorous relationship. His polyamorous relationship. And if you think what he's saying now is funny, wait until you hear what he has to say about polyamory. Season number 4.
That you dress like that every day or not is up to you. But if you're making a point and saying, I want to look my best today because I want to meet people, it's really good to best foot forward. And I would recommend everybody do that.
I'm going to dress today because I want to meet people.
I'm going to get dressed. I'm good at talking. I'm good at saying things. I'm thoughtful, mostly. I'm getting out there. I'm getting dressed.
I'm a provider.
I'm a provider. I've been providing.
How is your physique? You do not have to be super ripped. I love the video compilations they do where they'll compare a guy who's really, really ripped against an average guy, and they'll show that the average guy sometimes will get more people be interested in them. It really comes down to personal taste. However, there is something to be said, not for being physically amazing in shape, but for being able to hold a baby, for being able to walk up a flight.
What?
Oh, I gotta get some cocaine! Driving me crazy!
There is something to be said for being able to hold a baby.
Let me wrap up this entire video in one noise. What in the good fuck is this guy talking about? What? What? Holding a baby? If you can't hold a baby after the age of 10, you need to go to an osteoporosis specialist. It doesn't take a lot to hold a baby.
I expect that to be one of the things that...
If holding a baby is a measure of attractiveness, I am one hot motherfucker. Because I have been holding a lot of babies for the last 6 years.
Stairs carrying some bags without losing your breath. And that's whether you're a guy or a girl. It doesn't make any difference. Like... They're, outside of medical conditions.
Jeez, that nasal passage is all kind of whacked out. All kind of whacked
many
out.
Many excuses for not.
He's losing steam.
Yeah, he is.
At least doing the bare minimum of working out. And I would argue the bare minimum of working out is something like, can you do 40 push-ups? Can you do
40 push-ups? Come on, man. You haven't done a push-up in your life if you think that most people can get down and do 40 push-ups in a row.
Yeah, no, even strong.
I work out 3 times a week, and 40 push-ups is about as much as I can do. Yeah. You want to know why? Because it's really hard to bench press your body weight, essentially. Yes. It's a fucking moron.
40 sit-ups, and can you do 40 squats, and can you run for a mile without being completely devastated?
Oh, my God. That's the most ridiculous.
Nice workout routine.
What is this? Arnold Schwarzenegger's fitness, physical fitness academy?
You can do that. You're probably fine. You know, everything else is sure. If you want to go that, go that. But I think you should at least.
If I paid for this course, if I'm one of the five guys in this room, I'm pissed at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not telling me anything. And anything you are saying is nonsensical at best.
Yeah.
Do those things or some variant of, depending on, you know, your own health conditions. But it's not a lot to ask somebody to be able to do those things. And once you can do that, you have an amount of strength
that
will enable you to...
You can go out to the world.
Once you do that, you get a rock hard boner, get some thoughtfulness, provide for everybody, be good at saying things, sleep with your boss's wife. I'm just giving you all the tools to succeed.
The basics.
Yeah. Consider your $5,000 well spent.
While we're at that, you might as well add stretching into that as well, which is something everybody should be doing.
Do a little stretching.
Stretching. Stretching is adding to my perfect 10. Stretching. You're stretching, Adam. That's what you're doing. You're stretching.
Sexual. Are you comfortable sexually? And can you talk about sex without getting upset, angry, or weirded out by it? It's attractive to be able to talk about sex, because if you're going to have sex with somebody, they want to know that you're not going to judge them. And know you know that they can feel comfortable opening up to you about what they want sexually. If you are not...
Your vagina sucks. Just got to let you know that. Before we have sex, I want to let you know that I'm really angry about it.
If we're talking about sex, if it's a weird subject for you, it makes you unattractive. It definitely impacts you on that. And then lastly, socially. Do you have a good friend group? Do you have an actual healthy social life? I can tell you guys, I have multiple social lives. I have social lives in clubs. I have social life in board game groups. I have social life.
Board game groups? And clubs? Where do you get the cocaine from? Which social life is that? Clubs.
With my work colleagues, and I have a social life with my friends and my family. I have a number of different social lives. I do amateur acting right now.
I have multiple lives. Random
thing. I do amateur acting. Is this one of those amateur acting
I think so.
Hours here? But
ended up doing, and I have a social life there with the other thespians. I have a number of different social lives, and if somebody meets me, one of the first things they say is like, wow, you have a variety of hobbies and you know lots of people. And it's like, yeah, I do. Because that
I do. I'm pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Hey, nice to meet you. Hi, nice to meet you. You're pretty awesome. I know.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's like that guy following me around. Men want to be you. Women want to sleep with you. Or is it the other way around? I'm not sure. You're awesome.
You're attractive. Not only, I'm also embracing these elements of my life because I want to do them. But still, it helps. So, 10 points. Look at your list, add up how many you put a tick by, and that is what I would argue a very good way to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 with a view to looking at what areas you need to develop next. What I tend to find is people find an element they like and they keep working at that one element. So they'll be like, oh, I'm humorous. I'll just keep
working. Well, as much as I would love it if they actually told you what these guys got on the score, yeah. I don't think that's about to happen.
No.
So, but if that did happen and they would explain it, that would be awesome. I think that pretty much wraps up the part of the video we want to pay attention to. He's going to sell us on the next course, and I'm not interested because I get it for free. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Well, I think if I had to go by just what he said, I think I scored a 0 out of 10. I don't even know what he was talking about. That was great. Adam the Liar is wonderful.
Adam the Liar.
Adam the Liar, also known as Adam Lyons. So you can go check him out on YouTube if you're so inclined. And in season number 4, we'll do more Adam the Liar coming the first week in February. Chrissy and I will be back at it in season number 4. We got a couple best of episodes coming the last week in January to hold you over for exactly 1 week while we take a break. Come on, hang in there with us for 1 week. You know you can do it. And then lots of exciting stuff coming up in season number 4. We might be on the world's biggest podcast.
Yes.
In season number 4.
I think so. That's where we're going.
I didn't say we would be the world's biggest podcast. I said we might be on the world's biggest podcast.
We're headed that way.
Stay tuned. It was either that or buy a private plane, and we decided to do that. Listen, thanks you very much for listening in season number 3. All the super fans who have been around for a long time, Chrissy and I are extra grateful. We've had a hell of a year, and it's been because of you. So thank you very much. If you would like to get in touch with us, you want to tell us a story, you want to ask for our advice, you want to ask us a question, or you have a suggestion for a content idea, tee it up at 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere around the world. Text message, call, leave us a voicemail. We will respond. It's not spam. I promise it's us, and we will respond. You can also go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find all the audio and all the video from one location, and you can hit the contact us button. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we take them all at tcbpodcast.com. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes, completely. I mean, there's an added element. It's not completely different, but there's added elements on the video. People seem to really enjoy them. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Thanks to Morgan. Thanks to Christina. Thanks to Tina. Thanks to Will. Thanks to Marianne and Roxanne. All the super fans out there, we love you.
We'll
see you in season number 4.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Goodbye.